Much of central and western South Dakota is currently at high risk for Fusarium head blight, also known as FHB or scab. The disease is a major concern for wheat growers, especially as winter wheat approaches the critical flowering stage when infection can occur. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires says producers should be paying close attention to the online wheat scab risk map.
It is definitely influenced by the few moisture events that we continue to have every week, and also kind of keeping temperatures in that 70 to 80 degree range. That allows the Fusarium to have ideal conditions to start infection whenever our wheat hits that flowering time point.
Some varieties have been bred with resistance to FHB, which can help reduce infection rates. But Shires reminds growers that no variety offers complete protection.
Whenever we're at high risk, based off of the tool, even varieties that have good levels of resistance, they probably would benefit and be protected by a fungicide application at that flowering time point.
She adds that triazole fungicides remain the most effective option for managing FHB.
Those are, across the board, the most effective at good management of FHB.
While the cost of applying fungicides can add up, Shire says the return on investment can be significant, especially in a high-risk year like this.
Definitely keep in mind that scab, especially when the risk is high, can be extremely severe and lead to a lot of money lost if it gets uncontrolled in a field.
To track the risk of FHB for winter and spring wheat, do an online search for wheat scab. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.